Hundreds of people packed into a warehouse on Milwaukee's south side Thursday to watch the state's first ever presidential recount begin. Green Party candidate Jill Stein requested the do-over here and in Michigan and Pennsylvania, states that Donald Trump won by narrow margins. She says she wants to ensure the integrity of the outcome. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke to several people who made time to see the historic recount in person.
When you walk into the Milwaukee Election Commission's warehouse, you see hundreds of election workers sitting at banquet tables. They thumb through ballots and prepare to load them into voting machines unless a question arises. Election leaders then announce the issue over the intercom, followed by the decision about what to do with the ballot.
This ballot is signed and dated by the voter. There is no witness. It was cast in-house. So,
Madam Chairman, there are 3 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to accept the ballot prevails.
Richard Sajecki of West Allis thinks he wasted his time a few weeks ago. The retiree worked the polls on Election Day. Now Sajecki has come by to watch other workers do it all over again.
We took time to make sure that every vote was counted correctly. If there were some mistakes, we corrected those mistakes for the voter. And therefore, I know the procedure that we went through to make the votes count.
Yet Johnny Richards of Milwaukee says it doesn't hurt to double check when Republican Donald Trump won Wisconsin by just 22,000 votes.
I don't know. It was relatively close. We'll just see how it comes out. I think it's a good thing, a really good thing, just to make sure the process is working correctly.
Richard says she stopped by the warehouse because she was curious to see how the first ever presidential recount in Wisconsin would work. One person observing for the Green Party is community activist George Martin of Milwaukee. He dismisses recent criticism that the Green Party is essentially carrying water for Democrat Hillary Clinton in requesting the recount.
It's only natural that we stand for voter integrity in terms of, does our vote count? This isn't about favoring one candidate over another.
Martin says despite the huge effort that's going into the recount, he doesn't think the outcome will change. Neither does David Faulkner, a retired trucker from West Allis. He says he also came by to witness history. Faulkner says he voted for Trump and, unlike many other people, is not surprised the Republican nominee won Wisconsin.
The reason that there's a discrepancy between exit polling and the actual results is the people that intended to vote for Trump, did vote for Trump, didn't share it with the news media. And some didn't share it with family members. Reason, there was a certain taint, a certain unfavorable light with those people that claimed they liked Trump.
The recount on Milwaukee's south side of all votes cast in the county is expected to last through the deadline of December 12th. The official tally is due the 13th. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.